Warning! The content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in, this is Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth, where spirits meet skeptics and consciousness connects. Together, we expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Now, here's your hosts, AJ and April Mata.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Happy Monday to you. That number to connect is 321-473-4253. And if you're a Skype user out there, you can type it in as one word, Spiritually Raw, and also connect with us live on the site under spirituallyraw.com. So listen, y'all ready for your upcoming end of the year stuff? Man, some big things are happening for everybody.
The end of the year?
Yeah, yeah. It's some great stuff.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say the end of the year, because although it doesn't feel like the end of the year, I heard on television last night, it was a commercial or something, and they said, well, less than 2 weeks till Thanksgiving, and I'm like, what?
It doesn't even feel like Thanksgiving, does it?
That's insane.
No. But it is. But it's going to be a great year. You know,
it's going to be totally awesome. I can't wait.
So here's my prediction. You ready?
Yes.
So my prediction is that, you know, by the end of this year, you know, everybody's going to feel like, you know, they're right back on track. Most people are going to feel like they're
back.
Why do
you say that, Jay?
I just get a vibe, man. I just get a vibe. One of those vibes. You know what I mean?
All right. I guess we'll wait and see then.
Well, we have enough guest prophets in and out of this place. Maybe they can tell me if I'm wrong or
that's
right, whatever.
True.
So what do you say we start the show with one of them?
Jess?
It's time for the Raw Factor. During this segment, the guests will have the opportunity to deliver their message, showcase their personality, and share with the audience and cast why they will be a credible and entertaining source of information. Back to you, Jay.
Okay, who's up first?
Were you saying that we have a prophet on this morning?
I don't know.
All right,
you're
well,
the one
we'll
who tells
out.
Us who's on.
Well, I don't know. Could very well be. We'll find out. Up first this morning, we have The Last Adventure of Life, Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. Now, this book is guaranteed to open up conversations about end-of-life issues. Reverend Maria takes us through anxiety and fears about death and dying with humor and meditation exercises to help not just when we're dying, but long before the thought even enters our mind. She compares her hospice work to near-death experience in slow motion, how she's come to see the light through being the way of being with the dying. No matter what our religious or spiritual background may be, we must all face death one day. The sooner we can come to terms with, quote, the most important event of our life, the better. Can't argue that. Dancing Heart was born in Tokyo, Japan, and is bilingual and bicultural. After finishing high school in Japan, she moved to the U.S., graduated from Yale, and later attended seminary and received her Master's of Divinity from the Chicago Theological Seminary in 1984.
Okay, Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. Right on. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Must have been pretty cool growing
I'm
up in
good.
Japan.
I'm good. Ohayo gozaimasu. Very yep. early, as they say in Japanese.
Yeah, right on. I was thinking the same thing, too.
I totally knew what she was saying.
Yeah, I totally did, too. So what was your experience like growing up in Japan?
Well, I have to tell you first that it's snowing here in Sedona, so it not only feels like Thanksgiving, it feels
really?
Like Christmas.
Oh, so are you...
In Arizona? It's snowing in Arizona?
Yes, it is snowing in Sedona, Arizona. How does it get any better than that?
So is Sedona the real, like, you know how everybody describes it as a super spiritual place? Is it really like that?
Yes.
It really
yes.
is.
Yes, and this Friday is 11-11-11, and everybody's spiritual is flocking to Sedona, so it's already getting pretty crowded here.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, what I've been told, and this makes sense to me, is that everybody around the world is going to feel more love. It's a spiritual portal of some kind, you know, from the metaphysical perspective, and we'll see, but... I'm already feeling it.
Do you think it'll be intensified because you're in Arizona?
Well, I'm in Sedona, where the Red Rocks are. This is a very holy, sacred, spiritual site.
And is that where you live, or are you there for specifically the 11-11 event?
No, I live here. I now get to live here as of end of August. I was in Phoenix and kind of stuck for a while, not sure what I was supposed to be doing after Seattle. I lived in Seattle for 24 years. before I moved down to the desert. And then spirit has guided me, thanks to my Japanese, to Sedona.
So what was your experience like growing up in Japan? Did it benefit you? Do you feel that you really gained a lot of spiritual knowledge?
My parents were missionaries, so I grew up spiritually, you might say, or religiously. What really gave me my spiritual knowledge, I would say, is my hospice work. So, you know, that came much later after I'd become a minister, and I did parish ministry for about 10 years and found that the joy was going out of my life. And I thought, okay, God, you know, or I said to God, you know I'm called to ministry, but this parish thing isn't working for me very well. So sure enough, the word hospice came to me literally in a meditation one day. And I paid attention, and I followed that call, and here I am, you know. How many years later? 17 years later, I've published some books, and I have some strong feelings about Americans and how we need to really go deeper spiritually and think about the fact that we're not on Earth forever and be prepared for the most important day of our lives.
Yeah, that's not an easy call to follow.
So okay, you take these people and then they're in the final stages of your life. I mean, where do they go?
Well, they go to the next chapter in life, I believe. And, you know, I think eventually we all go to heaven. We all go to a beautiful place. We go back to God. But you know, what I believe, I saw an amazing bumper sticker once when I was doing my hospice work, and it said, "Don't die wondering." And that bumper sticker really got me thinking, you know, maybe when we die, what we get or where we go is where we believe we're going to go. So if we believe there's only darkness and, you know, that's it, then at least for a time, maybe that's what we're going to experience. And if we think we've been so bad that, you know, we're going to burn in hell, well, I don't know about hell. You know, I think we create our own hell here on Earth more than anything. But maybe there is a hellish place that we'll go to for a while if that's what we believe we deserve or that's where we believe we're going.
You know, amen to that. That is the most logical, sensible thing I think I've ever heard anybody on the show as of yet say.
What?
It's exactly. You're going to go wherever you... If you think you're going to a place that's filled with pearls and diamonds and the pearly gates, and that's exactly where your mind's going to take you. If you think you're going to go to a place that's burning and gnashing in internal hell, then that's exactly where you're going to go.
So then,
it just makes logical sense.
So then, in essence, that what everybody's saying is right. I'm going to where I'm going to.
You're
right?
Going wherever you believe you're going.
All right, that's interesting.
But how she said it, I believe, is correct. In your mind, if you believe you're going to this place of this all-eternal hell, that's where you're going. But if you think you're going to this place with pearly gates, then that's where you're going too.
So have you ever seen...
If you think you're going to see Jesus, you probably will see Jesus.
Exactly.
All right. Listen, so have you ever seen the...
Hold on one second, Jay.
I want to try to get a question in.
You'll have to wait a second. But, I mean, here's the whole thing.
What?
Do you see how simplified that answer is? It's so simple, it's silly. Yet people have this illusion in their mind that it's so much more and it's so much deeper and it's so much more complicated than what it really is. I think you nailed it and you simplified it and you got it right on the head.
All right, right on.
You go, girl.
There was a plug. Hey, so listen, have you ever seen the proverbial white light?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, but I've talked with a lot of people who have.
You have. And what are they experiencing? Are they experiencing something spiritual, or is there some sort of chemical in their brain that they may be going through?
No, I believe they're experiencing what they're experiencing. You know, it's kind of like God talks to us, spirit talks with us in that still small voice. And so things that happen on a spiritual vein, you know, they don't come and knock us over the head. They're subtle. They're quiet. I mean, people tell me people who are grieving, not, you know, the dying, but the people who are grieving will often tell me they felt the spirit of their loved one, whether it's a voice or a presence or a smell or, you know, and they'll start by saying, "You're not going to believe this, but," and they're onto something, you know, but it's subtle. The way spirit works with us is subtle, and it's easy for people to knock it and say, "Oh, that's just, you know, some brain chemical thing." Or, believe that what we experience is our experience, and many, many, many people have died and experienced. Have you ever read Embraced by the Light?
No.
That's one of the most profound near-death experiences I've ever read about, by Betty Eady, a Native American, who goes into heaven, and they scroll away these different veils, and she sees incredible things. And the bottom line is, we are here on earth to grow in love, so that when we go back to the spirit world, we know that love. We're more bathed in it. We know who we really are.
Reverend Dancing Heart, are you a psychic or anything that would fall under that category?
No. I say that I'm intuitive, and the more I do this work, the more intuitive I become. Well, the more we raise our vibration, you know, and the more we live in the higher frequencies, then the more we are psychic. I believe we're all psychic, but it's a matter of how we grow that and nourish that and focus on that in our lives. And the more we do, we will become psychic.
All right, hold that thought there, everybody. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Weird weather anomalies.
Hundreds of cars were entombed in snow.
The magnetic pole has shifted.
Magnetic north is moving.
There are those who say that something has happened to the moon. The moon looks funny. The moon looks out of place. The moon has shifted. The moon doesn't look the way it's always looked to me. Why is it that an earthquake occurs almost on a weekly basis? What about the tens of thousands of birds falling from the sky? Are we looking at extraterrestrial disclosure? Again, is it business as usual? Is this normal?
Pick up your copy of Watchers 2, Signs in the Heavens and Earth, by going to www.lamarzulli.net. This may be the most important video you'll ever see.
Want to know the truth about the universe, we must look to the governing laws already proven, the laws that have been tested, that are scientifically researched and cannot be altered by mysticism alone. Avoid beating around the proverbial burning bush. Leave behind those half-truths in which humans make up as they go along. Rediscover the correct origins of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Forget those outrageous stories binding you in fear. Break free from intimidation, brainwashing, and mind control. Learn the facts. Purchase United Nations state-sponsored genocide with the opening of the Seven Seals today. Go to spirituallyraw.com and click the corresponding banner.
Seconds saves lives. Save a life. You alerted? YouAlerted.com.
And tired of reacting to life but don't know what to do? Reclaim the magic in your life today. Dr. Alice Chan will guide and inspire you to control your destiny and live life with all the joy, passion, and fulfillment that belongs to you. Reach your dreams and become a conscious creator in your life. Go to DrAliceChan.com. That's DrAliceChan.com.
Thank you.
with Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass-whipping.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. Is that your real name?
That is my real legal name now, yes.
Okay, now meaning that you actually added, did you add the dancing heart into the name, or was that
Yes, I was actually born Martha, and I went by Martha for many years, but my middle name was Marie. So I'm like, oh boy, I've got Martha and Marie, or Mary here, and that was a little too much to have, you know, for one person. So I chose Marie along the way and used Marie that became Maria. One of my hospice nurses I worked with called me Maria one day, and I really liked that, so I changed that legally too.
What's the significance of the dancing heart part?
Well, that came in when I was doing some Native American circle work. We had a light workers circle with a dear woman named Starfeather up in Edmonds, Washington, and we would meet every month, and after, 6 or 9 months, one evening, I thought, gosh, I'd like a Native style name.
Me too.
And boom, it came to me, Dancing Heart.
I want a cool name like that.
What do you want your name to be?
I have to think about it.
When you're in a sacred space and you're connected, it's amazing the information you get. You just have to ask the right questions. And I wanted a new name, so boom, it came in. And then a few years later, I was publishing my book, my first book. So then it was sort of a natural that, okay, that'd be my pen name.
Native name be if you were to name? He's like, gosh, man, what are you doing?
Tribal one.
Head in the clouds.
Head in the clouds. What about you?
I honestly have no idea.
Angry fire. Angry fire.
I'll take it.
Fire can't put out. Fire one can't put out.
April, name Jay now.
I'm just about to say that. Let me think. Oh, I don't even know if I could say it on the air.
Right.
No,
radio, I think.
Is it that bad?
I have to really think about one.
All right, okay, no worries.
How about something like Fiery Passion?
Fiery Passion. Hey, my name's Fiery.
I got it. Stubborn Slobby One.
Oh, man. How about evil from the other realm, you? nasty running bull. Okay, sorry, Dancing Heart. We're messing up the heritage here. All right, cool. So listen, what happens to people?
Well, let me say one thing about my name. You know, I feel like it's a cosmic name in a way, and maybe what we're all moving toward is to help our hearts dance. You know, think of all the love we could have if all our hearts were just dancing away. Woo-hoo-hoo.
That'd be cool, though, having like a cool name like that, though. Really, it would be. I mean, if you're meeting someone for the first name, and what's your name, Dancing? My name, first name's Dancing. My last name's
Dancing Heart.
My name's Dancing Heart. You know what I mean? If you were to meet someone like that.
I'd be taken back.
Running Bull. Yes. Running Bull. Wow, that's some cool stuff here, man. Let's.
Well, you know, I get called other things, too, like Dancing Bear, Dancing Light, Brave Heart. You know, the list goes on. It's kind of fun.
It sounds like it's a lot. Okay, so tell me about these soul baskets. What are they?
Oh, they are awesome soul baskets. I call them gift baskets with a soul purpose. And they are meaningful bundles, Japanese-style bundles. So the basket is a green thing. You know, it's a beautiful piece of cloth. The furoshiki, it's called in Japanese. The furoshiki is an ancient way of carrying gifts in Japan, and you just have a beautiful piece of cloth that's square, and you put your gifts in the middle and then fold them up from the different sides. And what I include in these gift bundles are my books and mini books and or information sheets on how to de-stress, how to alkalize your body. And then I always include, if I can, you know, if people don't want it, that's fine, but essential oils and a CD with music, guided meditations. It's a wonderful gift, to, you know, a lot of the gift baskets out
there.
That's
a like great idea.
Chocolate and coffee and
whatever.
You're
really vibing with her, aren't you?
I like Dancing Heart a whole lot.
You really are vibing with her.
I think the idea of these alternative baskets, that's a phenomenal
idea. You're turning from evil spirit to friendly spirit.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to take off. In fact, right now I'm about to let my friends know that I have a special on no shipping until Christmas. So, you want a soul basket, you can go to soulbaskets.com.
Great idea. Okay, I have a question. What do you say to a parent that has a terminally ill child that they know is going to die? How do you explain this incident, this occurrence, this accident or non-accident? How do you explain to a parent that your child is going to die?
Well, first of all, you assess the situation because everybody's on a different path and at different places in their spiritual understanding. But I would help them see that, on a deeper level, there's a lesson here. You know, our children are usually here to be our teachers. And if our child is dying, they have a teaching around that experience that that family needs. So instead of just looking at it surfacely and saying, oh my God, my child is dying and this is wrong, it's not supposed to happen. Well, the reality is it does happen, and even infants die, and we don't know when we're going to die once we come into this earth. So it's time to go deeper spiritually and connect with whoever our God or our spiritual connection is, and learn from the experience and grow from it.
And then,
I wouldn't, say that right off the bat. Yeah. Right off the bat, I would listen and I would hear their grief and hear their struggle and what's your story and, just listen.
No, I get all that. And then how do you explain death or a child who is terminally ill? How do you explain what's about to happen to them?
To them?
Correct.
Well, a lot of times they know. So I would ask them, what they think happens when they die, because it's amazing what comes out of children's
There's got to be some heavy conversations, man. Those are got to be some heavy conversations, huh?
If they want to know or if they have questions, then I would go as much as I can to their level and help them see, that, for instance, it's maybe a lot like going to sleep, but it's not going to sleep because you don't come back. And it's going back to that spiritual home where we all come from. It's probably a much more comfortable place than this is, for that matter. So I don't know why we're so afraid of dying, frankly.
What do you think happens to people that commit suicide?
Well, that's a tough one. My understanding is, and I've heard psychics and intuitives speak about this, people who commit suicide get kind of stuck in that place until the time when they would be naturally dying. And most people who commit suicide, I've heard, almost immediately regret it because they realize they've gotten themselves in a bind, because the gift was to live out life here on earth as best as they could. That really is the gift, even in our horrible, difficulties sometimes and struggles. So suicide is never an answer.
So let's say someone committed suicide, let's say 20, and they were destined to live till 80. Are you saying that they're in this
limbo
for 60 years?
That's kind of what I understand. And they do say, though, that the loved ones of the ones who commit suicide can always be praying for them and sending them love and light. That's one of the most important ways we can connect with people who have committed suicide, because they need all the love and understanding and support they can get, even though they committed one of the most angry acts you can commit.
So are they neither ascended or descended? They're just neutral?
Yeah, I don't understand the ins and outs of it, but I do get a sense that they're stuck and they're in a kind of a little hell, that we might think of it as hell just because they can't go anywhere. And I don't know how connected they are with the spirit realm where they are. They're not, I don't think, allowed to just go and ascend or go up to heaven they want.
Where do you find that information? Like you said, this is what I've been told. Or who would tell you something like that, that this is what
someone like, what's his name? Van Praagh.
James.
What's his first name?
James Van Praagh.
James, yeah, James. And all the psychics, what's her name? the names are eluding me this morning.
Sylvia Brown.
Thank you. Yeah, these people, whenever you ask about suicide, they kind of get a frown on their face and you know, it's just hard in the spirit world when you've ended your life prematurely.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I do. I do, especially since I've done hospice work. I've come to see how, you know, we connect with people and there's this understanding and mutual connection without even saying a word sometimes. And there is so much more than meets the eye. And I'm learning that, yeah, we've been here many times probably.
Do you believe that we ultimately go to a source, or do we keep circling and circling and circling, or cycling and cycling and cycling?
You know, I think there's a lot of cycling that's gone on, but I think we're coming into a time when many are wanting to end that cycle, and we're realizing that we can, but we have to really raise our frequency and raise our consciousness
right.
to do that.
All right,
so
everybody, listen.
I don't, again, understand the ins and outs of that, but there are books about it and, you know, people who have written about these things.
The Last Adventure of Life, Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. If you want to hear more from her, we'll give out those results this Friday. Let us know. Go to the Raw Factor tab and vote. Thanks for being on the airwaves with us, Dancing Heart. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about our future guest. Hang tight.
You from beyond time. Go on the adventure of your life, an epic journey you will not forget. The Kingdom of Saguenay. Order the Kingdom of Saguenay today. Go to www.thekingdomofsaguenay.net or spirituallyraw.com.
History of Oklahoma through ghost stories and legends and through the eyes of a renowned paranormal team. Have drinks with outlaw ghosts in an old saloon and tip your hat to the lady spirits upstairs in the bordello. Follow the Civil War outlaws, John Wilkes Booth, Wild West shows, and historic Route 66. Haunted Oklahoma awaits you. Get your copy of Ghosts and Legends of Oklahoma today by visiting MikeRicksecker.com or SpirituallyRaw.com.
Loyalty. Travel back in time to the first earth where future began, where good first confronted evil.
Join Acellus, the first angelic being created by God, as he chronicles the untold story of the Jack of Diamonds and the Lady Justice.
A love that burns throughout the ages.
The Legend of Justice and Diamonds, a spiritual fantasy by Lewis F. Hemsey.
Available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
God, everywhere a God, God, time to read on being God, 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 God. Carl Bozeman wrote a book on being God. Buy it now at Amazon.com. God, 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 God.
Purchase your copy of On Being God at spiritual-intuitions.com.
We'll be right back.
back with Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. So that was, again, Reverend Maria Dancing Heart Hoagland. If you want to vote for her, go to the Raw Factor tab and let us know if you want to hear more. So let's talk about our special guest. Who's up?
We have today, Hey God, Are You There? This is Not Another Book About Religion by Bill Hawkins. It's a true story, one woman's experience, a love story about God, and a whole lot more. Amanda Wilson was in the prime of her life. One night, her husband passed away in her arms unexpectedly. Amanda knew her life would never be the same again, but had no idea how true or big that statement was ever going to become. Supported by nominal belief, she began to question God and how the death of her husband could possibly have happened. Shortly after that, the spiritual encounter started in and out of her home, to and with Amanda and her children, experiences that are now daily occurrences. I recently authored this book because I'm tired of seeing this world in such a state of chaos and such a mess.
All right, Bill, welcome back to the show, man.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. All right, let's talk about Hey God, Are You There? So what's your relationship with this Amanda Wilson?
Well, she's actually somebody that I met off of a internet site, and I thought, well, she's got a pretty unique story. And the more I was able to exchange emails with her and talk to her on the telephone, the more I realized just what a weird and unusual experience that she's going through, and I thought the world should know about it.
Have you ever met her?
No.
You have not met her, but she has God talking through her, right?
I believe so, yes.
You believe so. How did you come up with that information that she's that you know, without meeting her and doing this, that, again, to help our listener base really validate what you're saying here, how did you determine that God speaks through Amanda?
Well, when Amanda was starting to have some experiences in her home, she went actually to a regression session with a spiritual regressionist, and after the second or third time, you know, first her husband came through for her, of course, and that gave her some comfort, but she was grieving so much that she wanted to go back more, so she actually went back three times before God finally came through in the third session, and all these sessions are recorded. We've got it on CD, so if anybody wants to go to godshivers.com, you can listen to samples of the CD, or you can order a copy of the CD. We're actually giving the copy of the book away to your listeners. They just simply go to godshivers.com. They can download the book, and if they want to listen to the CD, which is the dialogue that's in the book, you can hear the emotion, but you can't really feel the emotion. You can feel it, but you can't really hear the emotion without listening to the CD. So when you listen to the CD, you can hear her voice change when she's in these regression sessions. And even talking to her on the telephone, when God wants to come through, you actually hear her voice change, her pitch changes, and it's a really unusual experience, to say the least.
Does this entity come through and say, I am God? How do you know it's God, not angels or spirit of a different realm? How do you know it's the almighty creator of the universe? I think that's the most important question people want to know.
Well, usually when, it took about, I think, two sessions after that, when God finally admitted that he was talking to Amanda through Amanda to the spiritual regression
specialist. So God finally admitted? I mean, was he lying about it the first two times?
No. The first two times that she went to this regression sessions, her soul was there, her guides and counsels were there, but it took the third time for God to come through and say, this is God now talking, and I've got some things to say, and this is what I want to say.
Well, okay, I get that, but my question is, though, why would it have taken God three times? Why not just come out on the first time? Like, why be like an in-closet God?
Well, I don't think God was in the closet, per se, but when we come here in this lifetime, when you plan your life out and you come here, you've got guides that are with you, but you've also got a council that's with you. And the council and the guides are what guides your everyday life. But once God realized, hey, she's really serious about this, that's when God came through. And when you listen to the CD, you can actually hear those sessions come through. You can hear the voice change. You can hear the pitch change. It's very, very unusual and unique.
So
and if you go to GodService.com, you can hear that.
I'm going to, for sure. I just need to get clarity. So then God needed to make sure Amanda was authentic before he came out and said, I am the real true God.
Well,
I mean, would you say
a
that?
A lot of us have what, I wrote this down. I want to make sure I say this correctly.
Okay.
This is what God said. People are not listening and truly paying attention or taking things seriously. All the nice and beautiful ways have been tried and have gotten me nowhere. Now we're down to the crunch. This is what God channeled through in the book.
Okay.
Light and love and fluffy and make me feel good stuff are no longer working. We must work together, take responsibility for our actions, and help God. And the overall message was, above all else, and regardless of one thing that remains steadfast, is my love for you. Now, when you listen to this CD, when you go to GodService.com, listen to the regression sessions, you can hear these messages from God, and they're very lengthy. Some of them are over an hour long. We obviously don't have time to go into detailed. That's why I'm asking people to go to GodService.com.
Okay, we got that. Bill, I'm really trying to, and help me out here, man, because I really am trying to validate what you're saying here. A couple of things here.
Okay.
You know, there's this lady Amanda, which nobody knows about other than you right now, as far as on our airwaves. How come she's not coming on the airwaves? How come she's not coming to support her case? Wouldn't God want, if God's speaking through Amanda, and God wants Amanda to deliver a message, wouldn't God want Amanda to be on the airwaves?
Well, you know, I asked God about that.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Right now, she's very nervous. She's alone. She's got two small children, and she's afraid of people attacking her, so to speak, and saying, you're a liar. You're not telling the truth. You're not this. You're not that. But when I heard this story, something inside of me felt like there's something to this. So at some point, I'm sure she will be coming out and coming forward.
Okay, so let me say this to you, and again. Okay, so I get that she's a friend. And again, I'm not discounting the fact that she's got something that she's connected with that's talking to her. And, you know, if she's associated to that God, I hope that's what it is for her. I'm still trying to gather the point. If the Almighty God, and just so we're on the same page, when you're referring to God, it's the same God that I would say most of us are thinking about. Which
is it Jesus' Father?
Is it the Almighty God, or is this? I want to make sure we're referring to the same God per se.
Well, there's a lot of gods.
Well, so I want to make sure, Bill, that you know what I mean. That we're referring to the same person or entity.
Well, April, you made a good point there. You said, "Is this the same God?" Well, I would tell each of you that they're listening, and of course, April and AJ, that when mankind created religion. Mankind also created a number of different messiahs and gods. But the God that's in the Bible and the God that's mentioned in writing really doesn't exist. That was something that was created over the years, and over the years things were distorted and changed and twisted so much to the point that does anybody really know who God is?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm with you there.
No,
so far.
I'm totally with you on there. And you know, and again, you know, in some strange way, Bill, to be honest with you, in some strange way, I'm actually, you know, I'm intrigued by your courage here that you're throwing yourself out on a limb fully for someone you've never met before, someone you don't know. That could, you know, maybe the voices, have you thought about the possibility that the voices are different? Maybe because, you know, there might be something medically there. You know, or that there really is. Have you ever thought about that? You know, before you came out as stating her case.
Well, you know, when you go to a professional regressionist, you actually have to fill out medical forms, and there's a lot of process to go through before you can go into a spiritual regression session. And all of those questions were already answered and looked at before I met Amanda.
So you have met her. I want to make sure I'm clear. So you have met her then?
Well, I met, you know, talking to her on the phone and the internet, not in person.
Okay, so you haven't physically met her. Okay.
Okay, so, and I am with you on the part where you say, how does anyone really know who God is? Because he's been so distorted, or she has been so distorted for that matter. So then how would Amanda know that this is the true, authentic God?
When you listen to the session pieces on GodService.com, and also, if you want to go online and you want to have a free regression session, go to godshivers.com. You fill out the required paperwork. They'll have some other things emailed back to you.
I got what you're saying.
And we can prove that. But
so you're saying when someone listens to the tape, they can make their own analogy, their own decision whether or not they believe it's the true, authentic God, right?
Correct. That's why.
All right,
right.
Now,
that's the reason why we put the dialogue in the book, but also the CDs back up what we're saying. Here's the proof. You make up your own mind. Listen to it yourself.
That's fair enough. Okay.
Hang tight, everybody. We got to take a quick break, and we'll get more into this when we get back.
Alert. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. Failure to comply will result in having your utilities shut off and a warrant issued for your arrest for terroristic resistance. Welcome to the new age of Lucifer and have a blessed day.
The coming of Antichrist is near. Who will force a Luciferic order upon the world and lead a second Holocaust? Learn how to escape 666 and the horror to come at www.satansrapture.com. Warning, this site is banned by Christianity and its churches.
What would you do if an angel popped into your life and asked you to help save him and all the other angels in the city from the illustrious Lucifer?
Join the courageous Sam Wilson as he saves the angels and the city from their demonic demise. Read and learn how mankind rocks.
Mythological Sam, The Call by Kathleen Pickering. Available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com.
CIA, MIA, South Central, LA.
Read the playground.
Yeah, yeah.
A novel by Carmichael Wolf. Try to crack that gangsta code.
Crack and speed or WMD. Crack and speed or WMD.
Yeah, yeah. Sophia had no choice. Her son David, only 5, had to leave Inglewood,
yeah, yeah,
and move east side. Now they're in the hood, just trying to survive. Live a day as a bloom,
yeah,
and try,
yeah,
not,
yeah,
to die. That was taken too soon, and now David can't play in the playground.
No more, yeah, happy
in
seesaw.
The playground.
We're breaking the law.
Sandbox is full of rocks.
Yo, it's Damu and his crew.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, we better,
yeah,
act straight. It's 1981 and you are already late.
Yeah.
Now old man Gray in the senator knew that East LA will spit you out too.
The CIA,
word,
is assassinating a black community using sophisticated robotics and,
yeah,
crack,
yeah,
cocaine as bio warfare.
Crack, 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 yeah, cocaine on every block.
CIA delivers rock around the clock.
Visit Carmichael Wolf, the eclectic novice.com or Amazon.com.
Journey with Nick Bunick as you read his extraordinary and profound channel messages in Time for Truth. 2,000 years, learn when and how the 4th century church distorted the original messages of Jesus and Paul. How messages of love were tainted to create fear, words of compassion manipulated to instill feelings of guilt, parables meant to unify, only misuse causing division. You will be provided absolute proof that reincarnation is a reality. Set aside your conscious mind and communicate with your soul mind. Purchase your copy of Time for Truth today. Go to Amazon.com or NickBunick.org.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. All right, Bill. What do you want to ask?
So I have a question. All right, now, in your book, you say God is very concerned about the state of the world. My question to you is, why would God the Almighty, who has control over everything, be concerned about anything?
Well, God's very concerned about the world because, you know, God gave us the one gift that God can never take back, and that's free will. God gave us free will, and we're using our free will, and we're doing it in a way that we're basically, there's a lot of people that have substance abuse problems. They're all trying to fill that void, but they're using their free will to do it. And if they use their free will to do it, they're hurting themselves and other people. God's very concerned about the world and the state that the world is in, but God also is not going to trample upon our free will and take that free will away from us. That's the reason why we need to come to our realization on our own that my free will could, I need to take responsibility for my actions because my actions could be harming the others and the earth.
So, but don't you think that God would have known in advance that there could be a backlash, so to speak, of this free will? I mean, don't you think he already had that in his plan?
I think that the free will that you described God is God's free will. Now, your idea of free will is probably comes from the Western civilization and other Eastern religions who have created this God, but nobody really knew who God was or is. And that's why when I heard these sessions, these recordings, and then I spoke to Amanda on the phone, and then God would come through on the phone, it's very, very, very unique. I can't describe to you the feeling that you get when you're speaking to God like that. It's very different.
You fell in love. You fell in love when you talked to her.
No. I wrote the book because I felt this is a unique story and it needs to be told.
Okay, well, so God came. So something's coming through you, okay? So I'm just kind of confused here still, okay? And I'm just, because I understand, and we've had people on here before that have spoken about somebody else third-party-wise.
Yeah.
You know, they've talked about, you know, we had some lady talking about John, was it John of God?
Yeah.
John of God. We've had that on there. I guess my question to you is, you know, and again, I'm trying to help you validate all this, is that what has to happen for her to step up and step out? So, you know, we can determine. I understand there's a CD out there that has emotions on it, that has these different voices on it. But what has to happen for her to come live on it, and how close is she to that, so we can really see if that's, you know, if this is it from our perspective?
Yeah, well, I understand your question, and I wish she would come out right now. I really do. I can arrange for both of you to speak to her off air, and she'll freely talk to you just like she's talking to me.
But I don't.
And I'm sure God will come
but
through
if she,
to
if
you
she's,
as well.
No, then thank you for that. But I'm saying is that if she's, you know, and I understand, you know, this, she's a human being, and maybe she doesn't want to put herself in the pub. But if God is speaking through her, and God is giving her this message that could really possibly change the way
God
that
God would
humanity,
also give her the courage
humanity
to step
exists,
up.
Yeah. You know, can she ask God yet to give her the courage or something? Because if she's got something that important, then, you know, maybe she should come out here and say it, you know, and not off of air, on air, and say why. Here's why I say that, because, you know, the whole premise of the show is about the authenticity of the message behind it, and that's what I'm really trying to drill down. I can feel it from your end, Bill, okay? I can feel it from you. I can definitely feel you're passionate, and you believe what you believe that you believe. You know, I'm just trying to look at it from our listeners' perspective, is that who is she, and you know, how's this all tying in? You know,
here's the whole thing.
What?
I mean,
am I off?
No. If you were to say, well, I got a message from Archangel Michael or Raphael, or I even spoke to Jesus, but when you're saying that you have spoke to the Almighty God and God has come through you, there's no question in my mind that God would also move you in the direction to move forward, because your message, if you're speaking to the true, authentic powers that be, your message would be so powerful that it would literally change the world. And every newscaster, every television spokesperson would have you on air authenticating and promoting your message.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to understand, because if there's something...
Now, that's the whole thing. I'm not saying that maybe she got some messages from a divine being. My question is, prove to me that you got these messages from the creator of the universe.
Well, I know that she'll be coming forward shortly. I do know that. But I'd like to ask you, just an observation. Your earlier guest, Reverend Marie Dancing Heart.
Yeah.
She mentioned James Von Prague. She mentioned some other psychics that she had read about. Why is it that we're so willing to accept things from these psychics or angels or Sylvia Brown or somebody else like that? And we're all readily accept, oh, yeah, that's Sylvia Brown. Oh, yeah, that's James Von Prague. Oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
I can answer that right from the get-go. From when people come on the air, whether they are the greatest psychic on the planet, or they tell me that they spoke to God, they spoke to Jesus, they're having messages from Archangel Michael, I believe a sprinkle of what they say, because everybody has their own interpretation of what they believe is the true God, the real God, the Archangel Michael. And this is what Jay says all the time. Take what you want, throw the rest away. Me, personally, I believe a sprinkle of everything that I hear. So, if I believe a sprinkle of everything I hear, we're on the radio 365 days out of the year, I'm going to build up a little bit more knowledge than I've built up from the day before. That's my personal interpretation. I take a little of everything.
Yeah, the other way to tag onto that, Bill, again, I'm not disputing the fact that Amanda really could have this being or some sort of special entity flowing through her. And here's the difference between, I would say, the Sylvia Browns and the other ones that were mentioned, is that they themselves have thrown themselves out there publicly where people have actually got to see them.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So that's all I'm saying here, is that I think
that helps to validate
maybe even at least very step up and listen, whether you believe it or not. All I'm saying is that if there's something this important, you're obviously a big advocate for Amanda.
Here's what I would say. At the very least, maybe she doesn't want to come on by herself because of nerves, and that's understandable.
Have her come on with you.
Exactly. You could help her buffer this situation, because maybe she does have a fear of publicly speaking or being on air, and that is understandable. I totally get that. But at the very least, she should come in as an integral part of your interviews. That's what my suggestion would be.
I like you, Bill, man. You got some passion behind your message, and I want to see this succeed for you, whatever you're looking to do. And I just think would help. I think that would help you if you could validate the person, but the person needs to validate themselves. And I think that's just
I understand that. And somebody else asked me that very question, and this is the way I would answer that. You've got your ego and you've got your heart. The ego is the mind, the heart is where God is. When you listen to the CDs, when you go online to God Shivers, download the copy of the book, listen to the digression sessions, listen to it with your heart and not your mind, because the mind's gonna want to interfere. It's gonna wanna say, no, this isn't real, no, this isn't real. But in the end, I want to ask everybody out there something. It's a question. You can open any question. Are you happy with the way the world is being run today? Are you happy with what you see? Are you happy with the wars that you see? If you were God, imagine from the beginning of time all the different wars and things that have happened. God never stepped in any of those wars. They happened. They went through. Terrorism's been going on. You've got murders going on. You've got a lot of things going on in the world. All those lives that are unfinished lives are coming back to God. They're saying, well, what happened? I didn't get to finish my life. What happened? Well, if you go online and you go to a free regression session on our GodShivers.com site, then you'll be able to do this for yourself. It'll be recorded. Then you'll hear your own voice saying things. It's an incredible experience. It's something you have to do for yourself. But I will also commit to you that I'll talk to her. I'll email her and I'll say, hey, I think you need to come out more. Possibly I'll have her contact you all, and maybe she can come on your show sometime.
I would definitely open to that.
I really believe.
I would be very open to that.
So I would say I like you, Bill, and I love you. Like I said, I appreciate your passion behind your message. That's why we voted you back on, and people voted you back on again, just to help it be more successful. I think, let aside ego and anything else like that. It's just kind of one of the simple things. Have her come back on the airwaves, and we'll be more than happy to do it again. So listen, godshivers.com, everybody. If you want to experience what Bill and Amanda have to share here, check it out. See what you think. And, hope you enjoyed it, because we did on this end. We'll see you tomorrow.
I do have a lot more questions, but we're out of time.
All right. Well,
you're so very welcome, and hopefully we'll have Amanda on next time. And with that, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most important, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
It's you.